In hour number three, you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free, so enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. As we roll right into the phone calls and go to Tom in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live, Tom.
Yeah, good evening.
Hey,
I'm on my way back from Porcupine Festival.
Ah, how was it?
Oh, it was awesome, and I met Russell Canning from the Keene Free Press.
Yes.
And I was handing out my papers with a list of my libertarian websites on one side, and on the other side, how to get elected to the New Hampshire House of Representatives.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm handing this out to people, and I'm handing one to a gentleman named Joel Winters.
Yes, he's already been elected.
Yeah, so, like, he needs my advice on how to get elected. So
right.
That was kind of funny. And I attended the presidential candidates debate. You've really got to check out this candidate there named Lee Mercer. I mean, the wackiest thing I ever heard. And if you check out his campaign website, you could probably... I'll bet you he would be willing to sit in and do a talk show. And
who is he... Wait, he's running for president?
Yeah. And,
under what party?
I don't know what party, but Lee Mercer is one of the 100-plus people on the ballot for president of the United States in the primary.
Oh, right, and because in New Hampshire it's really easy to get on the ballot as a presidential candidate. Got
so
it.
So you can get some incoherent entertainment from him. And I posed a question there, and it might be of interest to your previous caller, too, because one of the candidates was from Asheville, North Carolina. And that rang a bell. I asked them, do you people agree that the fellow in Asheville, North Carolina, when the deputies came, they were taking him to, coming to take him to a mental institution against his will, which is totally against all libertarian principles, do you agree that he was justified in gunning down one of the deputies? And three of the seven candidates said no, they did not believe that was justified. The other four did not choose to answer that question.
Interesting.
But then, you know, I'm just listening to your previous caller, and I just wanted to let him know that on February 20th of 2003, a man in Alexandria, Louisiana, gunned down two cops and put three more in the hospital in retaliation for racial profiling and police brutality.
So he's on the death row now?
Oh, no, he got killed, too.
Oh, I see.
So he's...
That's what happens when you kill cops. They come back at you with 100 more in order to take you out. So it's not a very effective form of activism, but, you know, I understand, man. If you've been beaten by the cops, all you can probably think about is getting revenge.
Yeah, hey, a cop's under control, a cop's under flowers. If you don't straighten out your cops, chief, then the undertaker will.
Tom, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Awful cell phone.
Out of control.
Awful cell phone. Well, now he does bring up an interesting question, and that is the mental health situation when these strangers are coming to take you away, ha-ha, you know, when they're coming to get you. Is it appropriate to defend yourself?
I don't know what to do in those particular circumstances.
You haven't committed a crime. They're taking you to a mental facility. They think you're crazy. You probably don't think so. Interesting question. 1-800-259-9231. Carl in Montreal. You're on Free Talk Live. Carl, what's on your mind?
Hey, what was your guest name, and where was this? What did this happen at?
Well, we had Royce on the line in Kansas City. We had him on last hour telling us about his ordeal being beaten by the police as he was just simply walking down the side of the road.
Yeah, I wanted to keep up on that story.
I know you're in jail right now, Carl, so I don't know how easy that's going to be, but he is one of our listeners. He's on our bulletin board system as Roycerson, and he's posted all the details there. So when you get a chance, go and take a look, and, of course, he'll continue, to check in with us and keep us up to date.
I can keep somebody send me stuff all the time, so from the Internet. So,
what, do they print it out and email it to you?
Oh, no, mail it to me. Or bring
I meant mailed it to you.
Or a visitor can bring it to me.
Yep.
Okay.
That's what happened with Russell Canning when he was in jail. A number of his supporters were printing things out just so he could read, you know, what was going on. It gives you something to do, you know?
Oh, yes. I think I told you partly what happened in my case with the injustice, with the harassing phone calls. But it wasn't police. It was the prosecutor and the probation officer, which did the pre-sentence report. And they put stuff in there that wasn't true. Used that to enhance my sentence and end up giving me 5 years on a charge it would normally carry like a year maximum.
I can't believe that there's a charge for making telephone calls. Whether somebody wants to get telephone calls or not, it just doesn't, it amazes me.
Well, what happened was it was originally harassing, obscene phone calls because my ex-girlfriend broke into my house after I kicked her out. And then she stole stuff out of my home, and then I complained, and I called her, and her brother got mad, broke in the house, beat me up, put me in the hospital. I was angry, and I called her up and called her a bunch of names, left voicemail.
Right.
And it was originally a state charge. I ended up leaving the state of Florida where this occurred, went to Virginia. They tried to extradite me back, had me under a fugitive from justice, and they ended up picking me up and releasing me four times, Virginia, because Florida never extradited me.
Extradition over leaving a few curse words on an answering machine?
Yes, and I was locked up four times over a period of a couple years.
Did you say anything like, I'm going to kill you, you bitch, or anything like that?
Well, no, I told her to drop dead and stuff.
That's not as bad. That's not a threat. To say drop dead, that's
not
a threat.
Does not sound like a threat. It's the equivalent of saying go to hell.
So they were just calling this wasn't necessarily threatening phone calls. They called them harassing phone calls. Was that the charge?
Yeah, harassing, obscene phone calls. But what happened was, ended up the federal government picked up the charge because it's across state lines. It's called interstate commerce of harassing, threatening communications. And then they made this plea deal, told me I would get time served, and then the probation officer prepared a pre-sentence report that they do before sentencing. After you plead, they do an investigation report, and in this report, they ended up taking a statement supposedly from my ex-girlfriend that I broke into her house, she fired a gun at me, but somehow she shot herself. And when I asked them to produce evidence of this, they would not even want to produce evidence. They kept saying, well, that's what was said, and they wouldn't produce any documents. They wouldn't put basically the money where their mouth was and prove that this happened. There was no police reports of this ever happening in the state of Florida.
Amazing.
And they used that. They ended up giving me 5 years.
And then you escaped to Canada.
Yes, and then I was detained here. But then while I was in Virginia, I had my roommate. I bought a laptop, which was stolen. And the police picked me up. I had the laptop, and they checked it, and it was stolen. I didn't know it was stolen because they got me for stolen property. But that's
that
not
to
why.
Me. That to me is one of the most unfair laws on the books. The idea that someone can sell you a piece of stolen property and you're supposed to know that it's stolen.
Well, anyway,
what?
That's why Canada is saying I'm not admissible to Canada because I had that on my record, and I argued about the harassing phone calls. They're not really trying to deport me over that. They're trying to deport me on this
charge
of buying stolen goods.
Ugh, what a mess. And now you're sitting in a detention center in Montreal.
Yes, and then they're trying to send me back to the United States. And
where
I
you're facing 5 years in prison.
I had a probation violation, and I didn't turn myself in to do this time. I say that they owe me time, that I shouldn't have to serve any more time because it was false information used against me, so I came here claim refugee status. And now they're saying maybe I have to do 2 years because I broke the law by not turning myself in.
Wow. Don't you know, Carl, you're supposed to read all the laws so you can, you know, the ignorance of the law is no excuse, blah, blah, blah. Don't you know all that?
Yeah.
Well, they're certainly giving you a lesson. And, you know, Carl, it sounds like a very unfair circumstance. And
I think people should know that, you know, all this injustice, like the previous caller, you know.
Absolutely.
It's terrible.
Yeah, you know, jails, if anything, should be a place for violent people that harm others, not someone who makes a harassing phone call. If you get a harassing phone call from someone, and thank you for the call, Carl, we appreciate it. If you
block
get a harassing,
number.
Yeah, block the number. Call the phone company and say, so-and-so is calling me from this number, harassing me, I would like that number to not come through anymore. Thanks very much. And if they keep and they continue to harass you, then really, it doesn't seem to be appropriate to put that person in a jail cell. If they've wasted your time or something like that, then have a judge, have a judgment made that they have to pay you for every single minute of phone calls that, you know, at a rate of $60 an hour or something like that, and get some sort of restitution. That's not, putting the guy in jail isn't going to do anything to make the situation better, because when he gets out of jail, he can just call you again.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, look, if you've got a telephone, you've opened yourself up to, you've welcomed telephone calls.
Right. Sorry.
You're automatically in the phone book.
That's true. You actually have to pay to stay out of the phone book, which I find a little strange.
As do I.
But I must say, I was in prison for 9 years, and I heard a lot of stories. A lot of guys told me that I didn't believe.
1-800-259-9231. Are you saying that you don't believe Carl's story?
I'm just saying that convicts got a lot of time on their hands to make up stories.
1-800-259-9231. I believe what he's saying. This system is out of control. SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in a global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you'll be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Tom's transportation made him tired and torrid, but then he had a shady idea. When I come back, I'll tell you the tales of the light and dark side of tinting your vehicle's windows.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at bgfindashop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at bgfindashop.com.
Okay, Tom, before you decide to go to the dark side or stay in the light, consider these pros and cons of tinting your vehicle's windows. Pros: filtering about 80% of solar heat, tinted windows can improve AC performance. 2. Since 95% of UV rays can also be blocked, you'll enjoy a reduction in glare and less eye strain. And 3. Tinting makes it more difficult for someone to see your vehicle's contents, which is a pro when it comes to thwarting thieves, but a con for police officers in scoping out what's inside cars and identifying hit-and-run drivers. And Tom, since tinting is an option regulated by the state, check laws before going to the dark side. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features on our site are completely free. Some of those features include the bulletin board system. Head over to bbs.freetalklive.com to get interactive with the Free Talk Live crew, as well as about 1,500 or more of our listeners and over 250,000 posts for you to surf around through. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com. We had started the show, actually in hour number one, by talking about young people in America, teenagers, and how it is that the culture and the government and many people in America seem to insist that teenagers stay as childlike as possible for as long as possible. It's this sort of obsessive mentality of, you should be a child forever! You should cherish your childhood and extend it as long as possible. In fact, we're going to pass laws to ensure that you stay as childish as you possibly can as long as you can. That's sort of the mentality of some of these people.
I'm not sure if the laws were originally passed for that purpose, but it certainly is a consequence, an unintended consequence, if that's the case.
Well, they were passed for paternalistic reasons in that, you know, oh, well, you're not 17 yet, so you can't see this violence and sex in this movie. You have to be 17 to see R-rated
right.
movies.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't think that necessarily the mentality there was, well, we want people to stay childish for as long as they can. I think that some people probably intentions.
That's not how they would have said it, but the mentality behind the law is that we must protect children from adulthood. Because if you allow children to see R-rated movies, they'll become more adult-like sooner. If you allow children to smoke cigarettes and drink alcohol, they'll become more adult-like sooner. These are things that young people want to do in order to be more like adults, but they're prevented from engaging in them, even if their parents want them to.
Well, you know, they put the preventions out there from doing things to act, quote-unquote, act like adult, having the freedoms that an adult has, because I can go out and smoke cigarettes. I don't want to, but I could if I wanted to. I'd go out and buy a pack of cigarettes, pack them like a jerk, pack, 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 and then do it some more, pack, 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 and then pull one out of these pack cigarettes and actually light it and smoke it. I don't want to, but I could. And these, you know, so they take away these freedoms, and then the kids just want them, and once the kids go out and do them, which they're going to, they're going to get the cigarettes, and they're going to pack them like idiots for like a half an hour.
I started smoking cigarettes when I was 11 or 12 years old.
And, you know, it happens.
I don't remember.
It's always teenagers pack cigarettes.
I don't think I was that into it. It was a really brief time.
Well, you know, at that point, a pack of cigarettes is exciting.
Yeah.
To get anyway. So they get these
contraband.
Right. They get these cigarettes and or whatever, and they get to do all the things that an adult could do. They can play with them, experiment with them, and be irresponsible with them, but they don't have any of the responsibilities that being an adult is.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. In fact, I have a follow-up to what we talked about in hour number one, and that is that LiveScience.com reporting that teenagers who date older people, have sex, and use drugs or alcohol think of themselves as older than they really are, according to a new study. The findings suggest that when teens engage in grown-up behaviors, they feel closer to adulthood. So the fact that they don't have access to these behaviors, by law at least, they're not legally allowed to do them, doesn't stop them from doing them anyways, and one of the reasons why they want to do them is to feel more grown up. Beyond the fact that it's prohibited, and that's an exciting factor as well. But grown-ups do these things, so I'm going to do them.
I'm not sure why I exactly tried drugs when I was a teenager. I'm not sure if it's because I wanted to be more adult-like. I think it was more of a fun factor. But I can tell you that it definitely made me feel more adult-like.
Previous research has shown that teens perceive themselves as slightly older than they really are, but that this trend begins to reverse when people reach their mid-20s, at which point they report feeling younger than they actually are. Knowing this, Kelly Arbo, a psychology doctoral student at the University of Alberta, and her colleagues in the University of Victoria, wondered whether teens who participate in adult activities feel even older than their peers do. To find out, they asked 664 teenagers between 12 and 19 to gauge how old they felt and to answer questions about their dating and sexual experiences, as well as whether they smoked, drank, or used drugs. On average, the teens reported feeling older than their actual age, and girls generally felt older than boys, possibly because they reached puberty sooner. The teens who felt the oldest compared to their biological years were more likely to be dating someone older than them and to have had sex before. Quote, sexual experience is unequivocally the realm of adult behavior, Arbo said in a prepared statement. So when teens are having sex and their peers aren't, it can make them feel more adult. So, more mature than their non-experienced counterparts. They've got a notch on the old belt, so to speak.
I guess.
In addition, Arbeau said her and her team found that teens who used alcohol and drugs also felt older than those who had abstained. Interestingly, although smoking made the boys feel older, it had no effect on how the girls felt. This could be because girls don't consider smoking to be a desirable habit, the authors wrote in their study, which is published in the June issue of the Journal of Adolescence. The relationship between these activities and teens' perceived age is not fully understood, the authors wrote. For example, it's unclear whether these activities tend to make teens feel older or whether teens who already feel older tend to engage in these activities. But nonetheless, interesting results. 800-259-9231. And as before, if you have a story or an example of how you feel that adults around you, when you were a young person, when you were a teenager, how you feel that the adults around you, through their attitudes and through the things that they said and that they did, suppressed your natural desire to become an adult. Because it seems to me, and if you want to share those, 800-259-9231, it seems to me that when you're a young person, even when you're very young, when you're 5, 6, 7, 8, the process of growing older is so exciting. It's so cool. You know, you don't eat on the kiddie menu anymore after a certain point. You're outgrowing clothes. You're learning. You're coming up in the world. You're physically growing. And that's all you do when you're a kid. You do kid things and you grow. And growing is so integral to being a young person. Then all of a sudden, once they reach a certain age and they feel like they want to continue growing, society puts the brakes on and say, well, you're not ready for working yet. That's damaging.
I think more than anything, it's the hindrances that young people have to getting jobs that would prevent them from being grown up. I mean,
it's a major step.
The rules the laws that we have made that make it so that they can't grow up. As a 16-year-old, I might be earning enough money. I didn't know any 16-year-olds that were earning enough money to live on their own, but I might be earning enough money to live on my own. And I wouldn't really have the rights of an adult.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And even if you weren't earning enough to live on your own at 16, that's okay. You probably would be living with your parents, in which case you'd be able to sock more of it away, which means that by the time you finally did get out of school or by the time you finally were ready to go, to strike out on your own, you'd have a nice little nest egg. Sort of put away. When I started working at 16, I was ready to, as soon as I turned 16, I ran right out and got my first job because I was excited about finally being able to work. And thank goodness that I did, because being able to sock that money away while living home with my parents allowed me to graduate high school with a nice little $10,000 nest egg in the bank. How many people graduate from high school that have that?
Not many.
1-800-259-9231, but if kids were able to work from earlier ages, even to 14 to 13 to, heck, even as young as 8 with a paper route or something like that, they could have a significant savings by the time they were ready to break away from their parents. More on the way at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. Didyourobbillgates.com.
Yeah, didyourobbillgates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Talk Live, it's your show. You bring up anything, the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site are totally free. Live streams are there. Broadband version, dial-up version, two sizes will fit virtually any internet connection, totally free. freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
Now, we've been talking about how society here in America, maybe in Canada, I'm not sure about that, but presumably Western cultures, society, at least here in America, and the government specifically, is keeping young people childish for way, way too long. We're encouraging them to be infantile as long as possible, and it's removing the possible development of a sense of responsibility, of adulthood, and a variety of other things. It's hurting our young people in America. And there are these people out there that they sort of have their own little fantasies for young people. Their fantasy is that they should be childlike for as long as they possibly can be, even though that's not what the young person wants. And we see these conflicts a lot with adults and their teenagers. The adults, they have, they've got a vision for their kids. They've
right.
got something.
What exactly is this remaining a child for longer thing?
What do you mean?
What is it? What does it mean to remain a child?
Well,
you're a child. You should remain a child for as long as you can. What does that mean?
It's some sort of obsessive nostalgia. I mean, people in America tend to have a lot of nostalgia anyway, an obsession for the past, the good old days.
Yeah, I think about being a child, and I played football with my friends. That was fun.
The innocence, that's another factor.
Does innocence mean that I didn't want to have sex? Because I didn't. You know, somehow I found Star Wars figures far, far more exciting than women.
And girls, right?
Yeah. Is that what it means? Because you're not going to make teenagers not want to have sex.
Right. But in their minds, they feel like they can, you know, set the rules of society, in which they've done, to prevent kids from getting in contact with all these adult things, and thereby spoiling their purity and innocence.
This was actually brought up on the BBS recently, one of the posters there who was claiming that abstinence is the way to go, and of course I strongly disagree, was saying that kids are too stupid to handle sex and to handle the concepts of abstinence.
Well, they're stupid, well, or they'll appear stupid when they're uninformed, which is what they are, because the government is telling them nothing, essentially.
Well, that's exactly what I said, kids are stupid because people like you continue to treat them like morons.
Right, and their parents, more importantly, are telling them nothing. Because I don't want the government telling your kids anything. I want the government to go away and get out of education. But it's the responsibility of parents. And when parents, you know, plug their ears and cover their eyes and pretend like they can keep their kids away from these ideas and these concepts, especially in today's world of information freedom, where all a kid has to do is get online and punch in some search terms to find all sorts of information on sex and pornography and that sort of thing, for parents to continue to pretend like that's really the case is just, they're fooling themselves. And then you've got these parents that have dreams for their kids, right? The parents that not only want to keep them childlike for as long as possible, but also want them to follow a specific path.
I know it well.
They want their their children to do as they would like them to do, to live vicariously through their young people, their children.
Right. It's almost like they've lived their life and there's certain aspects or certain things they wanted to accomplish maybe that they didn't, or certain things they would like to redo if they could. So they want their child to sort of live the life that they wanted to, or to learn from their past mistakes. But
you want good things for your child.
I understand.
I can totally understand. I just think it's the wrong path. I mean, people have to make mistakes. I would say that you give them your children the best advice you can possibly give them, but I wouldn't get too bent out of shape if they make some decision other than what it is that you'd like them to do.
It's a disturbing, obsessive, sick path. You should encourage your children to do what, in my opinion at least, you should encourage your children to do what they find interesting and help them on that course. But this is a story about parents, a set of parents, that is the kind of parents that has a dream for their kids, or had a dream for their daughter. In this case, a 16-year-old daughter, Wendy Hagar. The Hagars, it's spelled differently actually in the photo than it is in the article, the Hagars are trying to figure out how life went off track. Now remember, this is according to their track, what their track was for their daughter. How life went off track for their teenage daughter, Wendy. They envisioned that life for the good student and promising athlete would be filled with dreams of the prom and college. But all that changed this week when Wendy, who's 16, married her high school track coach.
Mm.
Her mom, Betty, said she was a dream kid. We'd never have to worry about Wendy trying to get by with something. At South Brunswick High School in North Carolina, Wendy's greatest passion was track and field. She was just always outside, always running, and her name's Wendy. I guess she was predestined to love that. But that passion led her down a troubling path. During Wendy's freshman year, her 38-year-old track coach, Brenton Wuche, began taking a more active interest in her, offering to give the 14-year-old rides home from practice. He just seemed like a genuine guy, like he was there for the kids, said Wendy's father, Dennis. But the Hagars eventually grew uneasy. Their phone bills showed text messages between Wuche and Wendy as late as 2 a.m. They also discovered worrying emails. In one, Wendy wrote to a friend, quote, "I don't care to look at anyone other than him. He's the apple of my eye. I've never felt this way for someone, but I just don't want to lose him because of my parents' power trips." Do you think there's something going on in the family there?
The apple of my eye sounds pretty darn wholesome to me. I don't know what's going on precisely.
I would like to know more about the power trips, personally. Like, what was it that her parents were doing to her or demanding from her that were separating her from her parents. The Haggers then confronted the coach. Quote, he assured me there was nothing like that going on, and they were just friends. His intentions were purely appropriate, said Dennis. Not satisfied with that answer, the Haggers turned to the school district, which spoke to the coach. The principal of the high school wrote to the Haggers, quote, I've seen nothing but a cooperative attitude from the teacher, and to the best of my knowledge, he has not had any contact with Wendy since then. Quote, school officials can't be responsible for what happens the other hours of the day, and I would think the relationship developed much more outside of school, said an attorney for the school district. The Haggers contacted police, and they even tried to get a restraining order. Quote, we've tried everybody. We've been to the law. We've been to the school board. Our family has come and tried to talk to her. We've had people on the phone with her for hours, family, friends. We've been to our pastor asking for guidance. We've been to his pastor. Meanwhile, the Haggers say Wendy withdrew, refusing to speak to them until she asked them to sign a consent form so that she and her coach, a man more than twice her age, could get married. Although anguished, her weary parents gave in. Quote, signing those consent forms was the hardest thing I did in my whole life, but we had to move on. It was going to kill us all.
Oh, woe is us. We've lost a daughter. Everybody feel terrible for us.
Monday, Wendy and Wuche married, and he resigned from the school. But was Wendy really old enough to understand her decision? Experts say it's a difficult situation. Quote, with most teenagers, they're not sure yet who's who and what's what and what should be done, said the author of the book, Is My Teenager Okay? It's obviously up to the adult figure to set the boundaries. Wendy and her new husband would not comment for this story, but the Haggers, her parents, realize what they've lost. Quote, she could have done anything, Betty said.
And now she can't for
some
reason?
She could have set the world on fire. She threw it all away. Unquote. So now, a lot of people are going to look at this story and they're going to say, well, this guy's just a pervert. He just wants to take advantage of this young girl. And maybe he is. You know, maybe that is true. But I didn't really want to focus on that part of the story. I wanted to focus on the fact that the parents had a certain dream for their daughter. And because she decided, as an individual who can make decisions, remember we talked earlier about how teenagers measure up to adults in all the 14 different standards of being an adult, mm-hmm. the different things that are necessary. She made her own decision to go with this coach, to marry this man, for whatever the reasons were. Her parents tried to talk her out of it the entire time instead of trying to understand and maybe talk to her about her feelings, instead of trying to just convince her not to. So her parents pushing back against her just made her want to push back against them, separated them even further from their relationship, which again included power trips on her parents' part, whatever that meant. We'll come back with more. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. Readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today.
Today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, the Nutri-Medical Report here on Genesis After Alex Jones, 2 to 4, Monday to Friday. Develop the first line of defense kit to block pathogenic infective organisms to give you day-to-day protection as well as infection protection against biological and chemical weapons. Defense tabs block virus and bacterial entry into your tissues. Immunity blocks the tissues by improving your host defenses by increasing your enzyme activity by putting the minerals back into your enzymes and your cells rejuvenate cellular function. The 3M masks are the best masks in the world at 99.67% of smoke and nanoparticles. All viruses and bacteria are blocked. Defense wipes will kill all the pathogenic viruses and bacteria on contact and are safe for you and your loved ones. So get a first line of defense kit and protect yourself from daily pathogens and from civil defense from biological, chemical, and toxic weapons. Call us at 888-212-8871 or order securely at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or call us at 888-212-8871. Stay well and protect your loved ones today.
When my son started having behavior problems,
the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Just enough time for your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the website are totally free. And you can enjoy those on us. Though we would like you to voluntarily support the show. And one of the ways you could do that is by amping. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Become a Free Talk Live amplifier. As over 300 and about 375 of our listeners have decided to do. As little as $3 a month is all it is. That's all we're asking for. And it's completely voluntary. You send it in because you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live. Because what we're doing with the money is we take it in and we turn it around into promoting the show to get on more radio stations around the country. And let me tell you, it's working. That's money that we put into Talkers Magazine advertisements, so program directors all around the country see the show. We go to industry conventions. We've got an affiliate relations guy out there calling stations every day for us, and it's making a big difference. And it's only really possible because of you, listeners like you. Amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines as well as the AMP-only forum and chat room. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Talking about a story from ABC News, a 40-year-old coach has married his 16-year-old student this week.
This happened at my high school, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It was a couple of years prior to me entering the high school, but mm-hmm. I believe it was, I can't remember the teacher's name, and I don't want to call somebody's name who isn't yeah. right, but we'll call him Mr. W. I'm sure that part's right.
Okay.
He married his student aide. Funny, she was his student aide two times from her, in her junior and senior years, mm-hmm. and then after she got out of high school, she married him.
Yeah, that's actually happened. As I recall, a similar story from my high school. Again, it also happened after she got out of high school, where she did not marry, but she started dating one of the teachers at that point. And a lot of people are going to look at the story and they're going to say, well, that's a little strange. And indeed, it would not be my recommendation that a girl at the age of 16 decide to get married to anybody, whether he's 18 or 40 or 75. I just don't think that that's necessarily an appropriate decision, but that's my opinion. I'm not her, and I'm not him, and I don't know how they feel about one another, and I don't know the conversations that they've had, and I don't know what their relationship was like. They seem to be quite blissful. There's one of the wedding photos or whatever online.
It's a picture of people smiling. What are you going to do with that?
And they look very, very happy together.
Fine.
She sent text messages that indicated that she was very much, she cares very much for this guy. And As far as I'm concerned, they should be able to get married. Well, she might.
I think they should be able to get married. I think that that he should be fired from his job.
He quit.
That's fine. He should not be working at. He should not be a teacher and working at a school after he's betrayed the trust of the education system like this.
I'm not sure how that betrays the trust of the system. I don't really know what even that means.
Okay. If he was working at a private school and the private school had a rule against dating girls that you were teaching,
yeah.
Would you be okay with him firing him?
Sure, of course.
Good, because it's a good rule.
1-800-259-9231. So, again, they've gotten married and her parents are very upset. Her mother, Betty, she says she could have done anything. She could have set the world on fire. She threw it all away. Well, it's not like she's dead. I mean, the girl's still out there. She's married and presumably living now with this 40-year-old man.
Yep, lots of married people go to college. Don't worry about it.
Right. She's not pregnant, at least not that we know of. And I'm betting that if this guy really cares as much for her as she thinks that he cares as much for her, then he wants to see her succeed. He wants her to follow her dreams. I mean,
he's going to make money, unlike a peer of hers who's not going to be able to help her at all. So,
yeah, I personally don't see what the issue is. And really what's more disturbing than the response of the parents is the response of those who have commented on the article at abcnews.com.
Well, that's always the disturbing part.
Yeah.
Saying things like, he's a pedophile. No.
Well, they don't know the definition of a pedophile.
What I think is funny about that is the parents found emails. So they were secret emails, not emails that the daughter showed her. And there was nothing in there that was any perverted or anything like that. It apple of my eye and comments like that. That doesn't seem like a pedophile to me.
It sounds to me like she might have been driven into his arms as opposed to... Not that the parents can force her to do anything, but, just being a little too controlling might very well cause her to want to do that very thing that it is that they don't want her to do.
Right.
She did mention that her parents had power trips, which, of course, inevitably, whenever you use force on somebody, whether it's your parents using force on, whether it's parents using force on kids or government using force on individuals, inevitably those people will resist that force. They will try to find ways around it. They will adjust their behavior in order to lessen the amount of force. And in the case of a rebellious teenager, they're going to go further away from you. As you push them, they're just going to go away. They're going to shut off, shut down. And go into their own little world. In this case, her world was the 40-year-old was her 40-year-old coach that she was spending time with. And if it's a mistake, she'll figure it out eventually. You know, there are posts on the ABC News comments from women that had similar situations who are now older. Some women in their 50s who are commenting saying, I was like this girl. I married a guy, a much older guy at a very young age, and it didn't work out for me, and now I'm an angry old woman as a result of it. You know, basically.
Well, there are plenty of 40-year-old women who married 40-year-old men, and it didn't work out.
And they're still
and
angry.
And they're angry.
Right. So it seems to me like the age differential, though some people find it strange, maybe somebody would have batted an eye if it was a 40-year-old man marrying a 20-year-old. I mean, really, you're only talking about a matter of degrees and numbers. And let's let people decide for themselves who they want to love and who they want to spend time with. And I just think it's sad, you know, the controlling nature that some parents have. And these parents, and I agree with you, Mark, I think they got themselves into this situation.
Oh, yeah.
1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. But just one more thought on the young people issue, the issue of American culture and society and government repressing young people's ability to be adults, repressing their path to adulthood and suppressing it as long as they possibly can. This from the original article we read, psychologytoday.com. It's just the final thoughts of one psychologist who believes in teenagers. He believes they can be so much more. The tests prove it. The tests prove it beyond a doubt that teenagers are capable of being adults. They don't have to be adolescent-like. Anyway, his final thoughts to the question of, are you saying teens should have more freedom? He says, no, they already have too much freedom. They're free to spend, to be disrespectful, to stay out all night, to have sex and take drugs. But they're not free to join the adult world, and that's what needs to change. Unfortunately, the current systems are so entrenched that parents can do little to counter infantilization. No one parent can confer property rights, even though they would be highly motivating. Too often, giving children more responsibility translates into giving them household chores, which just causes more tension and conflict. We have to think beyond chores to meaningful responsibility, responsibility tied to significant rights. With a competency-based system in place, our focus will start to change. We'll become more conscious of the remarkable things that teens can do, rather than on culture-driven misbehavior. With luck, we might even be able to abolish adolescence. And I agree completely. I think that's the direction that we need to go in. Allow teenagers to move into adulthood at their leisure when they're ready for it, and stop saying no to them. Stop saying no to their natural urge to grow up. Let's go to the phones in these remaining moments. It's Andrew in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm just going to comment on this drag racing incident I've seen a couple weeks ago on the television.
Okay.
I saw, like, this incident about these people who were sitting on the side of the road, and a tire had blown out and killed a couple, a few black fellows, and they're commenting on how saying, like, about racism and stuff. And so they said that
a tire blew up on a race car, and they thought that was racism?
No, because a couple of black people got killed, and someone was saying, why are black people at, the drag strip anyways?
Oh, okay.
Because black people don't like racing?
I don't know, sir. I mean, that's what I'm trying to figure out. But, I never really cared much for the Negroes anyways, but...
Well, you're just a nasty man. Thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231. I won't have racism on my show. No, thank you. It is Free Talk Live, and we have talked to racists before. And if you want to have a more intellectual conversation, that's okay. But if you just want to get on the air and call names, call some other show.
Toss out epithet.
Yeah, thanks, but no thanks. I find it despicable and disgusting, and there's a lot of speech that I can tolerate. I'm a pretty tolerable kind of a guy. But on our bulletin board system, for instance, there's a very clear no racism policy. Just because it's just mean and nasty, and it's low, it's pathetic, and I think those people are scum of the earth. Racists.
It doesn't seem to be backed up by a lot of facts.
Nope. Oh, they believe they have facts. They've got their bell curve or whatever it is that they've got, and they make all kinds of claims. But
blacks get blacks have a tendency to be on the low end of the economic scale, so they get the low end of the economic the low end of the schools.
Right. Well, my tribe is better than your tribe.
And of course, racism is also just it's all over the system. The racist white people get in charge of the government, and then they create racist laws that affect blacks and Hispanics, and of course poor whites as well. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Are you against liquor laws but worried your teens will drive drunk? Have them watch a free video from underage drinkers against drunk driving. Go to udad.com. That's udadd.com. After watching this powerful video presentation, your teens will never want to drink and drive. Try your luck selling UDAD merchandise. That's udad.com. udadd.com. A message from underage drinkers against drunk driving.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.